choir and orchestra awesomes. It is going to be unbelievable what God does this year through you and a program called NEAR. Come on now, NEAR? Is that not just a picture of Christmas? Emmanuel, God with us. I mean, scripture's just overwhelmingly clear about how God is so close to us, suffocatingly close in a way that we actually in some ways can't comprehend, but yet the more we try, the more we see he is here, he is near, he is with us. Acts 17:28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Literally, that's what I'm hoping, is that as you draw near to God, you'll see he's always been there. He's always there. He's always there. Like Psalm 139 says, can't go anywhere without him being there. Can't think a thought that he doesn't already know. He is, like I said, suffocatingly near in such a comforting way. Galatians 2:20 says, we've been crucified and it's now in him we live, that we no longer live. Like, these truths are overwhelming, and there is a reality too. If we can live in those truths, our days are different. And so I am literally praying that as you learn these parts and go through these songs, that you would sense the with you-ness of Emmanuel like never before, that it is God with you. He's with you. So I pray that as you sing and as you play the songs, you picture him in the car, like you picture him more, like in the car, like, you know, he's hanging out while you're singing in the shower, like you're talking to him like he's near, you're picturing him like he's near, you're interacting with him like he's near, because he is, he's here, he's in this space. Wherever we are, he is. And so I literally am hoping that somehow, as this turns into so much more than you listening for practicing for a Christmas program, that instead this is your own like special, like, wow, I just kept seeing and sensing him nearer than maybe ever. And so yes, learn your part. Just here's how you learn it. Just listen to this over and over again. The part sections are on there. And also, by the way, overlook my mistakes because you have grace. Okay, thank you. And for middle females, there are lots of middle choices. So those of you who know how to read music and can pick out a middle part, boy, would love for you to self-select and do that from the get-go so we can have strength in that middle, because this music is awesome. And so for those of you that learn your part and you think, I wonder how well I know it, you know, you can listen along with the recordings for the orchestra. They're called listening recordings, and they don't have your parts on them. And so you could just try to sing along and see how well you can hold your part and know your part after you've learned it a bit. Listen, I would encourage you every time to just come prepared for choir rehearsals, choir worship sessions, we like to say instead, and also orchestra ones. Just knowing the better prepared you are, the more we gel and the more we can do more with this music as each of us is on board and more prepared, like I said. But here, the biggest thing here is, number one, just keep listening, just keep listening, just keep listening. This is how songs get in you. I promise, if you're like, I'm overwhelmed, I don't know how to read music, all the things that, of course, just get in our way, don't let them get in your way. Because trust how God made your brain. And your brain, if it just hears something over and over again, you and I both know, it goes in. So just keep listening, even when you're not really attending to it, have it on in the background. But just, I make you pinky swear not to let anyone else hear the nasty recordings, by the way. Just you, just keep listening, just keep listening. Just keep listening and it will go in. And then the other thing is just keep knowing God sees you. He sees you. He is with you. He is near. And he is smiling, and his pleasure over you is honestly all that you need. And I pray that his pleasure over us and his nearness would become more and more our true fuel every second we interact with these songs, these recordings, with one another, and maybe if we get to do a program in December. But right now, I pray that this moment of you just learning and leaning in, you sense God's pleasure over you, and that it strengthens places in your inner being that you didn't know needed strengthened, but that you know he sees you, and he is with you, and he is so, so proud of the child of God that you are. As am I. So you can do it. You can do it. Go kill it. I love you, and I'll see you soon.